Gun violence has increased nationwide since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. And like so many other problems, it has had a greater impact on communities of color. These communities, often located in major cities, have also seen less investigation and prosecution of those who supply the guns. A recent study by Brady United finds that 90% of gun dealers are outside of urban centers and are often white. The gun control advocacy group says focusing on the supply side can slow the flow of guns into communities and help shift the repercussions onto those who are profiting from the sales. Josh Scharf, legal counsel and director with Brady United, says prosecutors should trace the origin of crime guns and publicize the results.
When there is a shooting in a community, communities very quickly will learn where it happened, when it happened, often the name of the victim, the name of the suspect. But part of that conversation should be how that gun came into that community.
But getting this information is increasingly difficult, according to prosecutors. The California Department of Justice, which is charged with regulating and tracking the history of each gun in the state, has stopped releasing that information to law enforcement. And the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, will only release data on a case-by-case basis. For most manufacturing and sales industries, like alcohol and tobacco, there are legal deterrents in place to prevent irresponsible or negligent sales.
But in the space of firearms, those checks either don't exist or have been severely weakened.
Josh Scharf again.
The Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act limits a civil litigant's ability to bring and maintain lawsuits against the gun industry, against gun industry businesses for negligent behavior. The Firearm Owners Protection Act weakens the ATF's ability to conduct thorough enforcement over gun industry businesses. And an under-resourced and undermanned ATF, and frankly, in conjunction with the DOJ, simply has not prioritized for decades the prosecution of criminal behavior by licensed dealers.
Unlicensed dealers are another major problem. When the Alameda County District Attorney's Office conducted a study on the origin of crime guns, it found that almost 100% of them were stolen, almost half of those from neighboring states that have weaker gun storage laws. Here's Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley.
Guns that end up in the hands of a wrongdoer that were lost or stolen by the legal owner is 100% preventable. And we have laws that require people to lock up their guns. We have too many tragedies where the guns have ended up in the hands of children who have then hurt themselves or hurt others. We have too many examples of guns that were stolen through burglaries or other things. We had a series of law enforcement who had their guns in their cars, and the cars were broken into, and the guns were then stolen.
Prosecutors Against Gun Violence says the next step is to create an action plan that focuses not only on those who pull the trigger, but also on the source of gun violence. Here's LA City Attorney Mike Feuer.
Prosecuting, potentially bringing lawsuits, promoting legislation at each of the state and local and federal levels, as all of us are doing now. Collaborating across jurisdictional lines to assure that we engage in best practices. That's what we can do.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, 2020 saw the highest number of deaths by gun violence, more than 43,000 dead. That's 4,000 more gun deaths than in 2019 and the previous 7 years of the group's record keeping. For Pacifica Radio and KPFA, I'm Catherine Monahan in Oakland.